Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
I'm really tired.
Yep, that is accurate. We are recording right now from our Airbnb, not Airbnb.
We're just visiting friends.
Room in Boston. We just spent our day at LeakyCon, and we're getting ready to go back tonight. But before we do that, we wanted to record and talk about our experience in Salem yesterday. Where do you want to start?
Salem is the most charming city, and I need to give it more time. I have to come back.
I need to go back and stay for like 3 days at least.
At least, like it needs to be a future trip.
Yeah. I want to come back like on Halloween.
It'd be incredible.
I would like to come when it's not busy.
So
it didn't seem crazy busy yesterday.
Wasn't too bad yesterday.
Just the weather was crap.
Yeah. How about when it's not rainy?
Well, it didn't start that way. So
yeah,
we
hold on before you go and start the story. Just quickly, briefly, what was your favorite thing from Salem? Doing, seeing, whatever. Eating, drinking.
Can I not go first?
Because it doesn't matter. Whoever goes first.
Okay. Awkward turtles.
My favorite thing, honestly, just walking around the city. Mm. I just wanna walk around the city more and see more of like the beautiful old houses, and a bunch of them had like little nameplates on them about like who they were built for in the 1800s. And
they were all decorated.
Oh, they were all decorated for Halloween. It was just beautiful. And then I also really liked the candy shop that we happened upon when we were walking over to the House of the Seven Gables.
Oh, I totally forgot about all that candy that is here.
Oh, we totally had some last night.
Yeah, we totally had some of our little truffle things last night. They're delicious.
Oh, man.
I love that it was my birthday and I got to spend it with you
birthday.
Guys.
Happy birthday.
Thanks. I got to spend it with you guys in a new place. That was super cool. Yeah, but just like walking around, getting to see it, like the fact that Salem embraces fall and Halloween is the coolest thing. Like everybody has decorations up. Two highlights is me and Meg going to the Hocus Pocus house and jumping out of an Uber and getting soaked, but taking cool pictures. And then when you guys saw those witch hats and you're like, I gotta get them. And as soon as you saw them, you bought them. That's cute.
Those witch hats are awesome.
Tiffany, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
I can go.
Okay.
Well, I really enjoyed seeing where part of Hocus Pocus was filmed.
Mm-hmm.
The town hall.
Town hall,
The town hall. Mm-hmm. So that's
where... party.
Bette Midler sang, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me. And then, dude, that calamari.
Oh my gosh, the food was delicious.
I forgot about
that
place.
It was literally fresh. Like, we watched them unload the fresh seafood, and that brought joy to my heart. Mm-hmm. Like, getting that witch hat was really cool. And honestly, literally just walking.
Yeah.
And seeing that graveyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Essex Street. Beautiful.
Essex is awesome.
Yeah. Just being here, you don't even have to do anything. You can just literally stand here and think about its history. And even though it's not pleasant, it's just, it's a neat thing to stand where so many things had happened.
Yeah.
And I just like being somewhere that is so old in our country.
It's hard to, because realistically, like, we live in Cleveland, there's historic things that have happened there, but there's something different to be said with Salem and Boston, and even when we go to New York, you know, massive things have happened in those places, like, in our history, like, hundreds of years ago, or even just, you know, a couple of years ago. So it's crazy to stand somewhere so just legitimately historic, and it's really cool to see.
When me and Meg always say, oh my God, I can't talk. When we went over to the UK, we always talked about like how old things were and how that was so cool to like be there. And we're like, we don't have anything like that back at home. this is that feel mm-hmm. here. Like, yeah, it's not quite as old.
Mm-hmm. Salem felt the closest yes. to that.
Yeah. Salem felt like old and just like rich with that history yeah. that yeah. like yeah. I wanted to see in my own country.
Yeah, yeah, like I think of, you know, when we were in Edinburgh and we were just like, God, it's just so charming. And like there's the cobblestone streets and all these houses are just so old. And I just think of that guy telling us like there's Newtown and there's Old Town and Newtown is still older than America.
Right.
And like that was just like the coolest fact. But like to me, that feeling was alive in Salem. It yes. was like, it's not 1100 old, but 1600 right. is still old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get yeah. to say what my favorite thing was.
Oh, oh sorry.
Sorry, Sarah.
Sarah, go ahead. What is it?
Oh, well, now she's feeling some kind of way.
I'm just kidding. the food was really great. I'm a seafood person. So if I'm on the coast, you know, you can't get fresher than literally like 5 feet away. So the food correct. Was great.
Yes.
I'm like a nerd when it comes to like history and all of that stuff. So I really liked, we went on a tour and with Bob and he was great. Like telling God us a bunch Bob. Of stuff and just kind of seeing where things have happened. And we saw a house that, George Washington stayed in and it's yes. really cool.
Yes.
It was cool to see it all and seeing the cemetery. I also, a lot of things freak me out, and honestly cemeteries sometimes are, but at the same time like they're I love looking at them and I love looking mm-hmm. at the headstones and almost like saying a little prayer there for all the people. And so that was really cool to happen upon, and just walking around the city and seeing all the old things.
I like old stuff.
Yeah. You want
something? We have a guest spot.
Hello.
Welcome Jen. See me. I don't know why welcome I'm Jen leaving. The Ripper.
Oh, that's great. I'm Jen, and I think my favorite thing about Salem, well, kind of two things. So I don't have a great historical context of Halloween or anything like that, because as a child, I was not allowed to celebrate it for many reasons. So that was, as an adult, kind of like my first, like, oh, this is like spooky stuff. When I think about the Salem witch trials and things, I've always thought about it in the context of history and not like people would come here and do Halloween related activities. So when we said we were going to Salem, be honest, didn't even cross my mind that would be the reason why. So that was really cool, and I loved all the historical stuff. That's really my jam. Even though it was a wet experience,
very wet,
I loved that walking tour. The information was really, really cool.
I will say another thing that I really liked, I think in Salem it's a little bit more prevalent because of the history of the witch trials being set there and all of those things that happened. But like, I love that they very much embrace, like, cause there are people that practice Wicca and that are witches. And mm-hmm. I love that they embrace it so much. Cause I mean, in Cleveland, you don't see that very often. And I think that sometimes people, feel like if they do practice Wicca and they are witches and everything, that they are, I don't know if the right word would be ostracized, but they're a little, it seems like they don't talk about it as much. So it's nice to see somewhere that like they literally accept anyone, you know, you can practice Wicca. I mean, it's just, and like when you really think of it, it's really, you're getting back to like nature and the earth and like,
yeah, I learned a lot about
you're getting
them.
To the base of like life, you know? Mm-hmm. So I like that it's very open and free and, yeah, I really appreciated that.
It's literally like the city of you do you boo.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I was going to say, I think
you mean boo.
I think the other thing I super loved about Salem was how like inclusive it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
There is just like so much obvious acceptance everywhere.
Yeah. I saw flags. I saw more rainbow yes. flags there than I have in my entire life.
Same.
And like, have you ever been to a more accepting city?
I don't.
Myself, I am a city and I'm accepting of everybody.
Honey, you're the whole darn
not a nice
world.
Person. Unless you are a Richard in the meanest sense of the word. But I get like, I don't know how Megan and Katie feel as people that are part of the community and I'm just an ally, but I get so excited when I'm like, it's a rainbow. Oh. They're like, yeah, Sarah, we saw it 20 minutes ago. And I was like, all right, fine.
Bye. Listen, I embrace
we
the
just,
rainbow.
No,
we just
I love
make
it.
Make sure we point it out.
Yeah, no, I love it. It's just, it's nice that it's becoming more prevalent mm-hmm. everywhere, but mm-hmm. it's really yeah. nice to see it in such a big city at the time where it's super busy there and like it's still just out and loud mm-hmm. and it just like makes you feel happy.
Yeah,
yeah, for yeah. sure.
Who doesn't feel happy looking at a stinking rainbow? I know I feel joy. I sound like I don't, but I do.
I feel joy when I look joy. At a rainbow.
You guys, I am exceptionally tired. Shall we start our adventure?
Yeah.
Okay. So
we woke up. It was October 11th, 2019.
Sarah was beside me. Best day of my life.
The alarms went off. It was 6:45.
No.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
Well, yeah. So we got up, got ready, hopped in an Uber, went to the train station, missed the one train, decided to take the other train, had to wait around.
Shout out to the Boston train system. Easiest train system I think
we've ever done. Oh, it was so easy. But honestly, if you're late, bye.
Oh, yeah.
No, Tiffany, they leave on time. They don't wait for you.
Tiffany, that's true about most public transportation. They don't wait for
but
you.
But they were like left like on the dot.
Gotta do it.
Like it wasn't even like a minute past. They're like, oh, no, yep, you're done. Bye.
Like Meg and me have been on a lot of different railways and
this was a little
trains,
different
rapids, like a bunch of things. It was a little different, but it was like the easiest process.
It's not
process.
Like public I'm yawning, sorry, because it's not like public transportation like the subway or anything. Like it's more of like an actual train station.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. It was cool. I don't think I've ever been to a train station before, so that was a neat experience for me.
I have. I'm like, have I? Yeah, I took trains in Italy.
So we get to Salem. The weather is great, you guys.
It's awesome.
It's a little
beautiful.
It's
windy,
but great. It's fall. Yeah. It's windy. It's a little cooler, but the sun's out. It's fantastic.
Sun's out, guns out, lies. We had several layers on.
Several. True.
Sun's out. Our buns were all covered.
Buns were in their packages. Okay. So we were walking and we walked by a couple spots that we found on our tour later on in the day, which was cool.
Yeah, that church.
And there were like these super, super old gravestones in the front. And it was amazing. I got a couple of pictures of those.
A lot of Sarahs.
Lots of Sarahs.
Popular name in that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's very, very much a biblical name.
Well, yeah, because it's in the Bible.
Yes. She's married to Abraham.
Who had many sons. And we get there. What did we do when we got there? We got in line for our tickets, right?
Yeah, we got Salem tickets Witch to the Witch Museum.
Yeah.
And then we got coffee. Breakfast? No, we ate breakfast at the train station.
No, we took a little we took a little walk.
Yeah. Why did we go?
We walked
for a
to
walk?
The Bewitched statue.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. We walked down Essex Street.
And Megan discovered that she didn't know how to do the nose switch.
I can't do it. I was so disappointed with myself. I don't know. I just like had visions could do it.
No.
I literally, I can't.
I move my mouth.
I literally can't. I just move my mouth.
I can wiggle my nose.
I don't know. I don't even know if I do it.
Tiffany, you're moving your mouth. Yeah. Nobody can do it except Samantha.
I can wiggle my ears.
She moves her mouth. She moves her mouth. I swear to you. No. That was your jaw.
I know.
I need to watch an episode of Bewitched. I just like shook my head.
It was a really cool statue, though. She was like sitting on the moon, like the little
logo.
The logo, yeah. And it was neat.
And it was in a little square, and that's where we ended up going to dinner later. Was in that square, but yeah, Essex Street was so beautiful. So after the Bewitched statue, our time came back for the Salem Witch Trial Museum,
which
I think was. Honestly, a little underwhelming.
Yes, I would agree.
Yep.
If I could go back, I wouldn't waste my money.
I think I would too. I would have rather spent my time walking the streets and
honestly, like it was fine. It was an experience. We did it. Like I'm not unhappy that we did it, but I don't know if I would be like, hey, you should do this.
If you're going to Salem,
Katie, same.
Well,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
Because it was like, it just felt outdated and like, which is fine. I don't mind seeing things that are like,
but
you know, kept as it
they're
was.
They're pulling it in.
They
can update that.
And
I will say though, like my biggest thing is if you don't know a lot of information, I went into that knowing a lot about the witch trials in Salem, and because I've read a lot and I've learned a lot over even just from like doing the podcast last year about it. So like I didn't learn much going in. So if you don't know much and you want to learn, yeah, it was great. But I also felt that our time doing the walk through or like the walking tour with Bob, mm-hmm. who was our tour guide, he was great. And he had a lot of information. And there were times where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm learning this, I'm learning that. And that one I felt was more worth my time
for sure. Oh, yeah.
And everything.
And it only cost $2 more than the museum.
Here's my thing. The problem that I believe that I'm having is the word museum.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Agreed. It's not a museum. It's an experience. I think that they should call it the Salem Witch Trial Experience because it's two shows, basically.
With your Chuck E. Cheese puppets that don't move.
And here's, I compare it to an old outdated version of Hall of Presidents at Magic Kingdom, but they're not animatronics and they just light up each scene.
Yeah. The devil was cool.
The devil was cool.
That was terrifying.
That's why it was cool. Oh, but literally, I'll say this because I'm...
The jail cells were cool. I thought that part was cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool, but it's not a museum.
Yes,
it was correct. A show. And it reminded me of in Gilmore Girls when Taylor took the Twickum house and made it the Stars Hollow Museum. And it had like the family in there and they're like, Stars Hollow. And it lit it up. And so that's like literally what the show was.
Yeah.
And then they took you into this side room where they hustled and bustled you along with people who weren't very polite. And they told you some more very cool information. That second room was great. But they also put you in an intermission in between and put you in their gift shop, which one, there's already way too many people in there because people who aren't going through the museum were shopping. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, hey, you know, you got 15 minutes. Why don't you buy something? And I did. Right. Fell for it.
Got a magnet.
And then we went to that back part, which I feel like I learned more in that back part. Very minimal things, but
the
front.
In the back part, the cool part was when they talked about Wicca.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even talking about the midwives and stuff.
Yeah, that was cool, too.
Because it kind of goes through time a little bit, but it's, like, small. Very crowded. But we also went in a very busy time of year.
Yeah.
And also another cool part is they have a first edition of The Wizard of Oz, which was really cool to see. Mm-hmm. And then they had an old from 1890, and complete works of William Shakespeare, because it was in a little bit section that it was open to Macbeth, and it had talked about like potions and stuff like that with like herbs and all of those things, and that was cool to see.
Yeah,
I mean, it was cool to hear about Wicca. I almost said from witches, but they were like voiceover and two fake statues. I mean, they're not fake statues; they're statues.
I feel like a lot of what society tells you that of what Wiccans are is they make you think that they're evil.
Mm-hmm. Wicca's and, like and the they're most not. Peaceful religion.
Yeah,
legit.
Yeah,
and so if you learn anything from this pod, it's that Wiccans are nice people. Literally, they're all about peace. So,
yeah,
peace and nature. Mm-hmm. And, you know, mm-hmm.
getting along and all that.
And you know, that just comes from people not understanding, and it that's something different than.
I mean, it still stems from that time.
Yes,
we still have that stigma today.
Right. Yes. Right.
You know, there's a lot of portrayals, you know, of bad witches. You know, the Wicked Witch of the East. You know, she's obviously not a nice witch. And so like you have all these representations that like that's what people associate because she's so famous. And you forget Glinda was a good witch and she's a witch, you know. Mm-hmm. Are you a good witch or are you a bad witch?
I was asked that. Good, I said good.
Wizard.
But it's sad to see. I mean, and you can see that that's true about a lot of cultures and a lot of.
It's anything, a lack of you know, a lot of,
yes. The biggest thing is, you know, people fear what they don't understand. And if they just took the time, at the end of the day, we're all human beings. And I've said this a million times. So,
yeah.
We all have that in common.
I thought it was cool. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
So, in the last part, what Sarah just said, they like really focused on like,
yes,
do not fear what you don't understand. Like, it's cool, don't worry.
Yeah, because they talked about examples.
Yeah, so they give examples, and one of them was like, HIV breakout,
right?
Mm-hmm. Automatically was
gay people,
right? And then have a fear of them, and then that means that it's incorrect. It was communism. Really cool to have that communism up there as representation,
and
all
how
these other things.
Pearl Harbor and the Japanese, they had that up there.
Yeah.
Well, and it's cool to see that, you know. Well, I should say I want to put it in this way. Like, you think of the Salem witch trials and all of these things, that they're so far back in time. It's almost you can almost forget that these things happened, and honestly, they were still happening. Like, World War II was not that long ago.
Not at all.
When, you know, Pearl Harbor was bombed, and then you know, people started taking the Japanese people in America, and they were putting them basically in work camps. Internment, what does that sound camps, like? Yeah. And you know, there's things that go on nowadays. So things just, it's not changing, you know?
It just looks different.
Yes.
History repeats itself.
Yes. So it's just something you want to, like, it's something that they're like, you know, you want to think of these things, like think of the people that, what they're doing, just because they're different than you. And it's like, it makes you stop and think, because you're so focused when you're in Salem, like talking about the witches in 1692 and all of these things so many years ago. And you're like, shoot, like this stuff happened like in people's lifetime that are still alive and that are still, you know, that went through it and remember it. And, you know, even other, like the whole HIV thing, like people that I know and love worked through it. You know what I mean? Like, they were working in hospitals and they saw it firsthand. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see.
Agreed.
Yeah. Sad.
Happier things.
Yeah. What did we do after the museum? We went back and walked food. By those shops. Yeah. We walked by those Harry Potter shops, and there was a beautiful wand shop.
Oh, yes. What's that? What is it called?
Rudd.
I have a picture of
something wands.
Something with a W. And remember.
Yeah. Why not?
Wyandotte.
Why not?
Remember when I wanted to go to that Wicked bookstore?
Wyandotte. Yeah, we never went.
I'm so sad. I just realized that we didn't go back.
Why not?
I know.
Why not wands?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're right.
You're welcome. No, they had very cool
makers of fine wands since 1692.
Oh, cute. I enjoy it.
And then we had to go back because we had reservations at that seafood restaurant.
We didn't double back. We were working.
Well, we were going on our way
there. What was it called?
Turner's.
Great. Dude.
So, and that was in Lyceum Hall, right?
Yeah. I'm not a seafood person, but even if you're not, they have good options, and the mac and cheese was delish.
And the free rolls they give you were so
good. Oh, yeah. Those are some good rolls.
Oh, my gosh. They were warm, and the butter melted perfectly. Delicious.
Did work out really well.
And then after lunch,
it started raining.
Is when it started raining.
You guys,
it was misting.
It's not just
like
a regular rain.
Yeah,
it was a blowing in your face, my cheeks, nose, lips are chapped. Rain soaked completely.
And that's when that's when all of us wanted to go to the Hocus Pocus house, but it was cutting close to our walking tour that we had planned.
Yeah,
there's a lot of traffic. Ubers were taking a while,
and Katie and I were willing to like miss the beginning of it and meet up, so we continued on that journey and went to the Hocus Pocus house, which was awesome. It's just Max and Danny's house from the movie. We had our Uber like wait for us while we hopped out and took pictures in the pouring rain, and then hopped back in the car, and he brought us back, and we did end up making it back in time for the beginning of the tour, so that was good. That ended up being good. But
yeah, shout out to Kelly, who we sent a picture of it to, and she goes, that looks like the Hocus Pocus house,
and I was like, because it is.
So where we had lunch at Turner's Seafood, it's in Lyceum Hall. I could be totally saying that wrong. And it says the first long distance phone call was demonstrated to the public from that hall by inventor Alexander Graham Bell.
Whoa. That's awesome.
On February 12th, 1877, to universal astonishment, Professor Bell sent a call to his assistant Watson, who was waiting in Boston.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So cool.
How cool is that?
See, that's the kind of stuff, like, we were there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of stuff that
we ate food there.
If anybody is a fan of Family Guy, they do a funny little bit about the first phone calls, but
I was going to say SpongeBob with Alexander Clam Bell.
Oh, God. Is this three? No, this is two.
Well, it's funny to hear like like people. Will you plug that in? It's funny to hear way back in the day how they used to have party lines. So like you could pick up the phone and it would like multiple people like would have. Have you never heard of party lines?
No. I'm just listening to you tell your story.
Yeah, they would like you pick up the phone and like it could be other people. Like you had to wait till they were all off the phone or you would, you know what I mean? Like it's everyone like it was like one line or something.
That's crazy.
And then like people's like phone numbers used to be like street names.
What?
You didn't know this?
You would just like say that. The street
you gotta,
name.
You gotta work with older people.
I was like, I didn't study phone history 101. Yeah. That's interesting.
So like it would be like, oh yeah, mine was like 42 Sycamore or whatever would be like their phone number. Yeah.
That's a long one.
Yeah.
But we did the walking tour.
Oh, yeah. well before that, I literally had to go buy a winter hat and gloves. And I also there's like you could go to a porta potty to use the bathroom or you could like be at a restaurant and pay, but like there was this Red Line coffee shop. Coffee. Or something, yeah. So you had to buy something to get their bathroom code. So I literally.
You said it with such disdain. They're not the only ones that do that.
I literally had to buy, like, I bought a coffee, got the bathroom code, bought a tea, got the bathroom. Like, because I lost the first receipt. Probably got wet and disintegrated in my pocket.
Everything disintegrated. Yeah.
But, like, literally so windy.
Oh my gosh. Windy. Rainy.
Yes.
Rainy.
You know, we're from Ohio. Rainy. So we handle colder weather just fine.
Right.
Aside cold. From me. Yeah.
There's something the cold was wet. Fine. Like it's the wetness. Yeah.
The
gets
wind
me.
Was even fine. Yeah. It was the cold, just the rain.
Wet. Yeah.
Like I will say years ago, I don't even know if I was 22 yet. I was literally turning 22 like in 3 days. I was in Ireland with my family.
Were you feeling it?
We were in Belfast. It was Easter Sunday. And I remember, again, from Cleveland, it was in the 30s or 40s, maybe 50s. It was just cold and it was windy and rainy. And I just remember being freezing. And I, from Cleveland, my winters are typically usually like 10 degrees or below. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We get snow. It's just winter there, which is fine. I don't mind it. And I remember seeing this girl in like short shorts and a tank top. And I'm like,
dang.
But you know, she was used to it, but I'm like, oh my gosh. And it was really just the wet that made it so extra cold.
Yeah.
And that's yesterday was just
wet.
I would say it was miserable, but like, it's weird because like I had a good time while being miserable.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So he
you're
walked us around.
Suffer, but you're going to be happy about it.
Literally lived
that. Yeah,
that
was
line.
Us yesterday. Probably not Jen, because she, I don't know. How do you feel about it?
It was cold and wet. I don't know what you want to say. I don't know. I'm a camp girl, so, I mean, I lived through it. I think my glasses really, really made everything difficult. I needed windshield wipers to function.
Literally. You needed impervious.
When we went to that coffee shop, I just like, I would rather be blind. Try to function. It was bad. Yeah.
She couldn't see.
Yeah.
Could not see at all.
Katie's like, she needed impervious.
That would have been great.
Spell.
Oh, yeah.
That
would have
been
but like,
so
it wasn't
great
even, it wasn't even like a heavy rain. It was just consistent.
Consistently. Yeah.
Like almost like a drip. Like
no,
a little,
there were
like,
times where it was pretty heavy.
I could hear
when
it
was
my
like blowing.
Oh, dude. At the very beginning. Yeah.
That was bad.
So,
but I mean, that tour was awesome.
The tour was great. So the guy was very knowledgeable.
He laid out information even before the witch trial started. So he started from like when Salem was like
founded. Yeah. Which is really cool. It was cool to even hear, he stood in the spot and he goes, this is where the dock was. And he goes, yeah, he's like, you're probably thinking if this is a dock, where's the water? But there was a river that ran through that they knocked out hills. And I forget where he said they were.
Yeah.
And they used the dirt from the hills that they knocked down and filled it in because they didn't want
the British
to come in what 18 was it in the 1800s or was it in 16
it was
no,
before
I,
the
no,
witch trials
I think
it?
No it was after
oh,
the witch
no,
trials
oh no no it was
because
after
it was when they were
oh,
fighting
yeah,
they
duh.
Didn't want the British to come
sorry
1812 the war of 1812
was it the
yeah.
war
yeah.
of 18
it was the war of 18
because if you don't know so we obviously fought for our independence we signed it in 1776 correct
yes
it was not acknowledged right. And then they won the war, but it took another like 20 years for the British people
to give up, basically.
To like let go of their hold on us. So it was the War of 1812. And, you know, back then, a lot of places that would be good to like get in and like attack were waterways. So that's what they did. They wanted to preserve the city and make it harder defense, like for, you know, the United States. So they filled it in. So the British couldn't get in there, and get to the city, which I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
It was really,
I mean, he took us to like the basic spots, like for the witch trials. So like we saw the witch house. I wish that we could have gotten closer to that. I would have loved a picture of it, but I think it was just cause it was very crowded over there. So we stayed across the street, the witch house, Gallows Hill. And then Town Hall as well, which is where they filmed Hocus Pocus, where the parents were having their party. Yep. And
Bette Midler saying,
yeah. I put a spell on you. And we looped all the way back around to that church that we started at.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And
with
that
the gravestones,
was really, And that was really cool because it was, John Proctor's, was it with John Proctor, his wife?
Somebody
her
bought
family
it.
Got the money. So I don't know. I could be completely wrong.
I think
it
had something to do with the preacher, and he got banned from the church.
Oh, the preacher, that's right.
He built another church facing the other one.
Yes.
Which I'm like,
with the money that
I love it. Yeah.
Inherited. It was very petty, but very great.
Yes.
Yeah.
The OG petty move.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty great. It's just a really good tour, and he did really well, and I really appreciated
it. And I booked it on Viator. For anybody who cares, it was just a tour off Viator.com, and I searched Salem, and it was the Salem Witch Trials of 1692 walking tour.
It wasn't a ghost one or anything like that. It was just the facts.
Historical. Just
the witch
facts.
Trials.
Yeah. There was a really awkward moment, however, towards the end.
Had nothing to do with us.
Goodness gracious. Ooh. We were in some kind of like, it was like a back alley-ish
that
kind
man?
Of way between buildings. And there was a man who was having some kind of trouble, a very bad day, a very bad conversation on the phone, and it carried on and on and on. And
I'm
he
like
was loud,
20,
screaming, expletives out the wazoo.
We moved like twice.
We had to move twice because of this man, because he was heated.
And then there was another tour guide that came, and our tour guide got so mad because he was like, it's not like I'm doing a tour over here.
Dude, Bob.
First of all, I told Jen this later. I was like, if they would have told me as a tour guide that I'm going out today, I would have said, nope.
Hard pass.
I'm not.
He was a trooper.
He literally
his little microphone
care.
And speaker covered in rainwater and everything. He was out there. He was great.
Didn't care. It was
and
great.
He carried on and on and on. Can you imagine if the weather had been nice?
it was a 90 minute tour, and it was almost 2 hours.
Yeah,
it was like an hour and 45.
He was into it, but I appreciated it. His enthusiasm is what really gets you.
Yeah,
and that was a good tour guide.
And he
jokes.
When he acted things out, like, it was so good.
But he also brought like
just humor.
Humor, and he wanted to make sure that you knew like how insane these things are that these people were doing, and how it happens today. And he just wanted to, he like literally had a message behind his tour. He didn't just give you the facts. He gave you a lesson.
It was awesome.
And
it was
really loved good. It. And he even said when we had to move away from that angry man twice, he was like, and then that tour guide, he was like, this is how you bring peace. Cause he literally, you could tell he was mad.
He was
mad. And he took two deep breaths and he said, okay, let's move somewhere else. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
And then after the tour, poor Katie was shivering.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Jen
I
was
mean,
over
we
it.
All were, but Katie is most affected.
Katie would have been blown away by the wind.
Shout out to my wife for like digging out her scarf and tying it around me and making me all warm. It was cute.
I was like, here, I'm going to pull this down a little bit and you're going to wrap your hands in the scarf.
My feet didn't exist. My hands didn't exist.
Well, you have that like condition. What's it called?
Raynaud's.
Yeah. So her her fingers and stuff like literally.
I mean, literally ankle down. There was no feeling.
Like my fingers couldn't move yesterday.
I know. The rest of the night, I couldn't type.
You
text.
Like can't. You can't like move them. They're so slow.
I wanted to see the House of Seven Gables, so I said to Katie, "I'm like, you're not going. I won't allow it." And then Megan's like, "Do you care?" like, do you want to come? And I was like, no, like, legit, I didn't want her to be out there anymore because it's cold and rainy. And so her and Jen went to go. They went and got, I'm assuming you both got hot beverages. Did you? And so we, we did. Megan, Tiffany and I went and walked to the House of Seven Gables. It's a 15-minute walk.
We took a little detour, though.
Yeah.
And I have a hip issue. I think I have arthritis in my hip. So right around, I would say 6 minutes into the walk, my hip starts hurting.
She starts literally limping. Limping by this big old graveyard. We walked down this road. What was it? Howard Street or something?
Yeah.
And I don't even know how old those gravestones were. I couldn't read.
A lot of them were. A lot of them were.
A lot of them were just like flat.
Can you take pictures?
And you can't. A couple. Sweet. Well, yeah, we have some pictures. So, and then we get to the House of Seven Gables. It was a beautiful walk besides the cold and the rain.
Oh, the houses.
Houses were great to look at. My hip's hurting me, so I'm hobbling. And it turns out that, it could be totally wrong. Maybe you didn't have to pay, but it looked like you had to buy tickets and looked at this house. And I didn't want to look at it that bad. so then we turn around and we went to the candy store.
We walked to the edge.
To the ye olde pepper shop. We looked at the ocean. Yeah, we looked at the ocean.
It was very foggy.
Yeah.
And then we saw some doggos.
And Tiffany was like, that's cold. Yeah. This is a cold beach.
Yeah, it was not a good beach day.
So Katie's birthday, she wanted pizza. So we're like, okay, well, there was a place that we were gonna go to Flying Saucer. So we texted him, like, oh, well, we're gonna get an Uber back, just meet us at the pizza place. So then we get there and they're like, it's like a 20-minute wait. And we're like, all right, cool. And then Jen's like, I'm surprised you guys wanted to come. I'm like, oh, well, Katie wanted pizza. And she's like, Katie and I thought we were going back to Boston, gonna go home, change into dry clothes, and then go out. I was like, what? I'm like, we literally only came here because Katie wanted to get to this pizza. And so I said to Katie, I turn around, I go, Katie, did you want to go back to Boston? She just was like, yeah. I was like, why did either one of you say something? The only reason we went to this pizza place is because we thought you wanted to go there.
I did want to go there, but that was what? But I'm really glad that we did go.
After delicious. 5 hours of waiting because people like to sit and chat and not get up.
Oh, my gosh.
If there's a line of people, you need to get up and go. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's just etiquette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we finally got seated. And, well, we all went to the bathroom once we got seated. And then
you had to peel your clothes off to go to the bathroom because they were wet and stuck to you.
Honestly. And then it was just a hilarious dinner. There were some tears. There was some lots of laughter.
Awesome. Sarah literally cried.
I had five layers on. So I had a t-shirt. I had a sweatshirt. I had a zip-up sweatshirt. And then I had a jacket on top of that. Every single layer was wet. And I also had a scarf. Every single layer was wet. So then I take it all off and then I was cold, but then I didn't want to put all of my layers were still wet and cold. And I literally start crying. I was just so cold and I wanted a sweatshirt and I wanted it to be warm and not cold and wet. And it just was not good. And then I pointed out to everyone at the table that Jen and Katie didn't want to come here. They wanted to go back to Boston. I should say, not that they didn't want to go there. They just wanted to be dry, which I get. And I'm like, why didn't either one of you say anything? So then Katie and I are like crying because we're laughing so hard and no one else understood because like Katie and I already had this conversation. So they're just like, what is happening? I
had no idea.
We ordered 5 pizza.
Oh my God. Not joking.
Yeah. Did we order 5?
Yeah, we ordered 5. Yeah.
Each got a pizza.
So I got a...
Who didn't order a pizza? Oh, you ordered 2.
We both ordered.
No, we all ordered pizza.
We all ordered pizza.
Yeah.
So mine was a build your own. I did the olive oil and garlic white sauce and pepperoni
sausage.
Yeah. It was great.
It was good. I ordered the Pickle Rick.
Dude.
It was a nerd place if you we didn't
it was.
Yeah, everything was alien themed.
Mozzarella, pickles, and ranch.
It was
and
so
it
good.
Was bomb.
It was one of the best.
I guess that
ever.
I guess that was all aliens.
Yeah, Star Trek was on.
Pokemon,
Futurama was on. Pokemon.
Yeah, Ivysaur salad.
Oh yeah, they have an Ivysaur stoked. Salad. Yeah.
I didn't look at the salads. I'm in a pizza place.
What was your pizza?
It was called the Vision, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. Well, an oil-based olive oil, I think, and then cheese, obviously, and then like roast tomatoes and pesto. And then a fig drizzle. Yeah. I had to do figs, guys. This was a swish trip.
Really good. It was really,
it was
good.
Really good.
I got the Odison, and I couldn't say it. And the guy's like, what? I'm like, I want this one. I'm like, my brain is not working. I was like, I want this Odyssean, not what it's called. He was like, what?
It was a barbecue pizza.
Yeah.
It was pretty delicious. But she had to get chicken.
Yeah, they didn't have pulled pork. And I was like, what? And I was like, that's fine. Just get chicken.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it.
Good.
What did Jen get?
I got the flying saucer pizza, which is really just a supreme pizza because that's my favorite. And it was great.
Shout out.
It was good.
Did you get the flying saucer because that's the name of the restaurant?
No, because she likes supreme pizzas.
No.
Well, Jen is the type of person. So, like, say we open a restaurant. It's called, like, Shmoo-Magoo, right? And they're...
You get to order a big order of Shmoo?
No, like, they're...
And a side of Magoo?
They're known for, like, their peanut butter milkshakes. Jen would order a peanut butter milkshake
because that's what they're known for. She's good at ordering. She knows what's up.
What if it was, like...
Marty has made me good at ordering. Like, if you go to a seafood place, don't order a steak. He told me, like, I have had some horrible meals and I've had to learn the hard way.
I ordered mac and cheese at a seafood restaurant and it was great.
Yeah, well, it might not always be that way. I think that was just a really good restaurant.
An extra set of Shmoo.
But this, the ice cream is the Shmoo.
Got it.
I'd order the Shmoo.
Peanut butter is the Magoo.
I'd like a cup of tea over there. You know what I'm saying?
I'll make you my own special cup of tea.
I would like it later. Thank you.
You're welcome. Shmoo Magoo.
I want the Magoo.
I got to give a shout out. Oh, is your hand up?
No, sorry.
Oh. I mean, it literally was. To Julie and Amy, because they commented on our post when we said that we were going to be in Salem, and they're like, you got to go to Flying Pizza. Flying Saucer Pizza Co. And no regrets. I would absolutely go back.
It was pretty good.
It was really good.
It was pretty good. And honestly, the lady, the other customer that was like, was the only rude person we've ever encountered in Boston. So
yeah,
far.
There was one lady that like,
well, was in Salem too,
very rude to me, who wanted me to get out of her way, and she could have been a lot nicer about it. But yeah,
you know what? She's not worth our time.
Nope.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah. Who? What did she say to you?
She literally just like put her hand up, like she like put her hand first. Up, and was like, excuse me, and was like all rude about it, and like pushed past me. I was like,
oh yeah,
you
could have
just
her.
Said
excuse me.
I wanted to walk up to her and be like, can you sleep at night being that rude?
Yeah. That's what I don't right. get. Like, just say excuse me and I would gladly. Yes. I will stand in your way. Say excuse me and I will gladly move out. But if you're trying to do something and you're not trying to politely be like, can you get out of my way? I will purposely stand in your way.
Manners are free.
Yeah.
Good ones, at least. The bad ones are going to cost you.
What did we do after that?
We went back to our Airbnb and all had hot showers.
You guys, I was hunched over from trying not to get the rain in my face, which fail. And I was shivering so hard after we left the Flying Saucer that my back muscles felt like they were spasming. Like that's how tight I was, like,
somebody how my clenched. Chest was.
It was awful. And that was literally just so bad. Like,
walk to the train station was short, but we were already all wet and it was still raining and very windy. So it was like,
so here's the thing. If you want to know how, like, soaked, just absolutely soaked, I had on a waterproof coat.
Me too.
That got soaked through. That's how wet it was. And a fleece underneath that was soaked. A sweatshirt underneath that was soaked, and a tank top underneath that was soaked.
Yep.
My bra was also soaked, and somehow, even being covered, my underwear. Like,
yeah.
Literally everything.
Literally everything. My socks,
shoes were
my
waterproof.
Oh.
Not anymore.
Oh. Once that happened, I was like,
yep. Oh, this is bad.
It was, I've, like, the only time I've ever been covered in that much water was when I took a shower.
Not when you're swimming?
No. Because I don't go under. I got serious. I'm afraid it's going to change my hair to be green. So I don't go under.
Oh, my God.
Was your hand up, Sarah?
Yeah, but it's all right. I didn't need to say what I needed to say.
Is it? Did you forget? Or
no, it passed.
What's happening right now with you?
I had to unbutton my pants.
Too much Shake Shack.
No, I just, like, sometimes you just like to let things loose, you know?
I feel that. That's why I don't wear jeans.
Yes, Meg.
No.
Can we?
I do sometimes. I actually found a pair that fit me.
Go party?
But I just don't wear jeans.
Can we go to this ball?
Yeah, we have... What's it called? The Esther
Balls to the Wall.
Y'all trying to party?
Esther is Florence's friend.
Okay.
Let's go enjoy LeakyCon. Let's and then wrap we'll this up. Do another bonus episode soon all about LeakyCon.
Yes.
Because we have to experience tomorrow still.
Yeah.
Fuck my balls.
I want to thank you guys so much for a super... What'd she say? I don't know.
She said something that I'm glad that we're recording on 4 tracks.
Oh, that's going to be a bitch.
No, it'll be easy because she's on her own track.
Oh, she's on her own track.
I'm always on my own track.
All right, literally shut up. Katie, go ahead.
I want to thank you guys for spending my birthday with me, and it was a really good day. Despite the fact that we got so wet, it was still really fun.
You're welcome, but don't expect another birthday like that because I can't take you to Salem again.
What? No, it was honestly just like, it was just a really good day.
It was a great time to be in Salem together.
It was a great time to be alive.
It was. Mm-hmm. It was. All right.
Guys, more importantly than Katie's birthday was my half birthday.
All right, Tiffany, wrap this up.
All right. So honestly, because of you listeners, we were able to come here for our working trip and bring you all the information that you need about Salem. And I can't wait to talk to you about our experience and all the work that we have done at LeakyCon this weekend. So stay tuned for another bonus episode. I believe that's all we got. So yeah. Once again, thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!